We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. Good day, dear sir.
How you doing, Ross?
Pretty good. It's definitely Monday.
Oh, yeah. It is definitely a Monday. Tell me about it. It was a good weekend, though. It was definitely a good weekend.
Good.
I want it to end.
Yeah, that's usually how it works. I'm looking forward to Maui in a couple months. This weather is getting to me.
Maui in a couple months. I'm not quite Mauiing, but I'm going to be in New Orleans in a few weeks, just right before Mardi Gras. So that'll be fun.
Nice. Yeah. Very nice. Yes, we're going to have I think a show or two where I'm going to have to find a spare co-host somewhere. But
yeah, I got like a lot of travel coming up. It's crazy.
Wow. Well, it sounds like it'll be a lot of fun. I wish I could join you. But who do the show then? Hey, we could do it for live from like downtown New Orleans.
Live from that'd be awesome. live from the French Quarter.
Somehow I don't think it'd be on topic, but it'd be fun.
It would be. We could drink during a show, right?
Oh, what? We're not supposed to?
Okay, good point. Once you take it for a couple minutes, I'll be back in just a second.
All right, okay. Well, today we're going to jump right into some questions from Facebook because they're piling up, and we figure it's some great content. Thanks to everyone submitting their stuff. And the first one is from, and I don't know whether, actually I'm pretty certain I'm going to butcher this name, but Jacques Derink.
Derink? I think it's pretty good. The better I would have done.
Now, his question for the show was how to handle the move from an old content management system to a new content management system. What does that mean? I guess, you know, the information around that is, you know, what does that involve and what kind of issues could we run into? A good question, a very large answer.
That could be a show all in itself.
Well, we are at the beginning of a show. I guess we could do that.
That's true. We call that here replatforming, by the way. So you're basically taking your website and putting it on a new platform. So sometimes people will change design at the same time. Some people will just move it from one CMS to another. And they similar issues, but it's replatforming.
Very, very nice. I like that. Replatforming. Sounds very good. Sounds like an election issue, but
Yeah, don't even go. Don't even start me on that.
Where do you begin? Well, first of all, I guess it's the big question is which content management system are you moving from and to? Depending on the drastic differences between them that could be there, that's going to make a major impact in how much work you've got involved. In generalities, the first thing I think about is ensuring that the old URLs are properly redirected to the new ones, or at least the old URLs that you care about, that is, the ones that are driving traffic.
And pretty much, it doesn't matter which CMS you're moving from or to, the odds are like 99.999% your URL is going to change if you replatform. So Ross, exactly what you're saying is that the number one thing you have to deal with right up front is the URL structure and how it's changing.
Yeah, and then the other thing is just how search-friendly is the next platform. You want to make sure that the URLs are search-friendly in terms of... Now, Google can index just about anything these days. A lot of the issues that were around URLs are not so much a problem anymore, but making them that much more search-friendly is a good thing. That's making sure that the URLs have the odd keyword in them that represent the content that you're sending people to. Some of this customization is still unbelievably rare in certain content management systems. There's a few things like that you want to consider. And also, can you move over to the optimization? Let's say you spent a long time creating custom descriptions for each, or meta descriptions for each page. Will that easily port, or are you going to have to do it by hand? Titles, all this stuff has to be pre-formatted or pre-checked before you do the transition.
And it's not just content you have to check. You have to check any plugins that you might be using in your old CMS. Do you have the same or equivalent function in the new CMS? Can you get it via plugins there? And then you have to think about, okay, who created the plugins for which one? Different plugins may or may not be search friendly based on who created them and how they did the code. So there's a lot of things you need to look at. If you can do it, find a site that's running the new CMS and do an audit on it, an SEO audit. Find some issues. Some of them may be due to the CMS. Some of them might be due to the design and the way they built the site. But at least it gives you an insight into what's happening with that CMS at some point.
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing that you may be struggling with if you've got a large site is figuring out which pages are of any concern, the ones you want to read through and redirect. I mean, it gets pretty overwhelming if you want to do all of them. And it's in some cases almost impossible when you're getting to really large sites. It's a bit hit and miss, but what I tend to do is just delve into Google Analytics and look into what's actually sending traffic. At least then, yes, you may miss the odd long tail that's not sending traffic very often, but at least then you're going to be redirecting the most important traffic or pages that were delivering traffic.
That makes a lot of sense. But what if you're moving to a new CMS because the old one's not search friendly? So you might have a lot of links pointing to an old site, but since it's not search-friendly, some of those links might not be as valuable as they would be on the new CMS. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So you can consolidate them.
Right, but then the tactic of looking into your analytics to determine, you know, which ones are working and which ones aren't might not be the best way to go. So it really depends on the problems you're having with your old CMS and why you're moving to whether or not that is the only solution, is, you know, looking at your analytics. See what I mean?
True, but I mean, you wouldn't have to look at your Google Analytics if it was so bad you weren't getting traffic.
Right, but then you're going to have to redirect everything because you don't know which ones have potential and which ones don't. So let's say you have...
Yes. Yeah, I mean, but yeah. I mean, if it wasn't delivering traffic before, I generally wouldn't be too concerned about doing a 301 redirect. I would do it to the main pages, categories, subcategories, that kind of thing, but I would go for long tail.
So what if you had a product and you're the only one on the planet that has that product and it has a search volume of 1,000 a month? Okay, it's not likely, but just for easy numbers. But sure. Because of your old CMS, it's not getting any rankings. So you're not getting any traffic off of it. You put it on the new CMS. Now it's SEO friendly. That same page, that same content, because it had links and all this stuff pointing into it that were going to waste before, now puts you on the first page and you can get traffic from it.
If you've got links and such, you're right. Yeah, definitely you want to make sure that that's transitioned. I mean, if it's dead, really didn't have any links, it wasn't delivering traffic, I could think of better things to put your time into, you know, when you're doing
definitely
a transition.
Definitely. So I think it's probably, in my opinion, I would rather look at in, you know, deep links to the site. How many pages, deep pages have links versus which ones are driving traffic? See what I mean? So driving traffic to me is, it's a good indicator for sure. But if you're having problems with the CMS, the number of inbound links to the deep pages of the site is probably a better indicator of which ones do you need to redirect.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's definitely not an easy job, Jack, and I hope you have good luck with it. I mean, I know that if you have any questions, you can certainly ask us, and we'll do our best to answer them while you do it. It might be an interesting sort of case study to do during over the course of this show. But I mean, or at least bring up all the issues that you came up with and probably fixed. I mean, you're not going to be able to wait for a show for us to answer them.
Yeah. and let us know your old and your new CMS, which ones you're looking. It'd be interesting to know how that plays in.
Yes, that'd be really cool. And if maybe even let us know beforehand so we can say, yeah, no. Or one thing I'd like to be aware of.
If your CMS is built by Microsoft, turn around and run.
Well, the other thing too is I know I feel bad. I don't like to go after anyone's bread and butter, but if it's a company that's got their own custom CMS, I don't say don't do it. Be very, very cautious, though. I'm way behind going for, like, I'm really all for going for a CMS that's well established, has a lot of users, and hopefully is even open source so that it's something that you're not tied to. Ones that are custom scare the bejesus out of me, because I've seen too many clients pay a ton of money for something. They can't actually take it away with them. So if they don't get the next upgrade, or they're not paying on their monthly basis, or whatever it is, they can lose their whole site, all their rankings. It's just a travesty.
Yeah, hosted CMSs are scary to me as well. So if you can't host it yourself, think twice.
Yeah. So a couple pieces of info there for you, Jack. I hope that helps you out. And the next question, why don't you fire away there, John?
Dave Van Horick, I think I got that right. Dave part I know I got right, and the Van part I know I got right.
I think you got Horick right. There you go.
Yeah. So Joomla product pages versus VirtueMark pages, good for SEO. He says, is it SEO wise a good idea to block or no index the VirtueMark pages? It's a Joomla based shopping cart component. Instead, create landing pages in Joomla with direct links to the products, with the goal to remove the overload of index pages in the search engines. Despite canonical URL plugins for VM, which I think is VirtueMark, I still get enormous amounts of duplicate VM pages indexed. This cannot be good for search engine ratings. I agree. It's probably not very good at all. So let me see if I can put this into straight talk. So basically, he's got a plugin for Joomla that creates product pages called VirtueMart, and apparently the VirtueMart is causing him some issues. So what he wants to do, he wants to block those pages and create standard pages in Joomla with links pointing to the products so he can sell. Does that sound like what it was to you, Ross?
Yeah, he's concerned about all the duplicate content that VirtueMark creates, so he wants to block it and create separate pages that are just landing pages that derive the traffic to within VirtueMark.
Right.
And I think that sounds like a lot of work.
It does.
I would look more into VirtueMark and see what there is you can do to eliminate that duplicate content. I mean, that's going to help you better in the long run.
Unfortunately, I don't know enough about VirtueMart as a Joomla plugin to be able to help with that specifically. But your thought technically is correct. If the VirtueMart can't be fixed, block it and create other pages. But like Ross said, that's a ton of work. It's much, much easier to figure out a way to fix VirtueMart or potentially replace it if you can't fix it. Again, without knowing a little bit more about your back-end systems and how that ties into VirtueMart, if it also includes inventory control, all those kind of things, it's hard to make that call. So technically, you're kind of on the right path, if that's the only path, but that's more of a last resort in my mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, and just before I take a break here, I wanted to note that, if your website is... Can I go... That's my brain freezing up.
I guess you're right. We can drink during the show.
Yeah. Oh, dear. If Virtue Mart is having that much trouble, yes, you're right. You're going to have to do that. But if you can spend the time to focus on what the issues are, I mean, there's bound to be a ton of people with the same issues or have run into the same problems that they've fixed this. Spend that time doing that first, or hire an expert in Virtue Mart. There's always an expert in something like that, niches. Because really, those landing pages you're going to have to create anyway, or perhaps should, to build out some of the long tail phrases that you just can't get optimized within Virtue Mart. So you're already going to have to do a lot of work creating landing pages. So why quadruple it or whatever it's going to be? It's exponential, that's for sure. I just think that and if that's not the case, if you can't get Virtue Mart to work that well, I would think there's some other plugins out there for shopping carts.
Yeah, there probably is, but it really depends on how some of these shopping carts have to integrate into back-end merchant processing systems and inventory control systems. And if he has that kind of issue, then changing Virtue Mart would be probably way more work than just building those pages in itself.
It's possible. And just really giving you all the options, I think that it's a shame when you have to work around something that's not search-friendly. It's just a nightmare.
What I'd love to know, if you want to continue this on our Facebook page, is have you done any research? Do you know what's causing the problem within Virtue Mart, or do you just know that there's a problem? Mm-hmm. So if you update us with that, that'd be helpful.
Great. Well, thanks very much. We'll take a quick break here, and we'll be right back.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Oh, yeah. My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
MySEOTool.com is your all-in-one SEO management resource. MySEOTool.com makes it easy to optimize and oversee all of your SEO efforts. Line-by-line detailed reports help you identify any problems and show you how to fix them. MySEOTool.com is completely automated. Once you use it, you will see a rise in your search rankings and traffic. Try MySEOTool risk-free today. Go to MySEOTool.com. MySEOTool.com.
From the creators of We Build Pages, experience the power of the Internet Marketing Ninja. An exclusively trained army of nearly 100 in-house ninjas. Mastered in the arts of social media, local marketing, content creation, SEO reporting, and yes, link building. The Internet Marketing Ninjas will release a new version of their legendary tools to the public. Visit imninjas.com. The ninjas are coming.
Webmasterradio.fm. Keep your headphones handy and the feed loaded. We never stop, do you?
Okay, class. Take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm, hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. So we were just answering a couple questions from Facebook, and we have one monster left here from Danny Stern.
Now, this is a good one, too. I like this question.
It's very good. He says, "Hey guys, love the show. Thank you very much." I have a question regarding using the canonical tag. My site is set up with two tiers of silos, one for each of the artists we publish or represent, and then sub-silos covering their artwork, press, news announcements, etc. Often the various press pages, there are many, get lots of traffic, often for the main keywords, i.e. the artist's name. but landing on a page dedicated to an old news story is not really where I'd like the searcher to land. I'm thinking of putting each press page, as example, a canonical tag put on each one, a canonical tag pointing to the main press page that lists all the stories, or even the main page for the artist's own silo. So my questions or concerns are, will this boost the rankings on the page I point them to and improve overall searches for the same keywords? 2. Will I do damage and even lose the traffic I'm getting to those deep pages? 3. Would I lose perhaps all the long-tail traffic that maybe those pages were getting? 4. If you think it's a good idea, would you point to the top press page or the top page of the main silo for the artist? Wow. That's a good question. Where do we begin? Okay, first, number one, will this boost the ranking of the page I point them to and improve it in overall searches for the same keywords? Well, okay, I've run into issues like this, and frankly, we've just made it work with the sites pages we have. We haven't done the redirect using a canonical. Have you, John?
No, and I have not. And I'm looking at he gave us some links to look at too. And the thing that caught me with the links about his question was he talks about how he has a main page and then he has silos under that page, and he's worried because a lot of his traffic comes to the news section. And when you look at the URLs, his main silo page is artistname/news/news.html. So it seems like the page is set up. And then when I went, okay, so let's see what shows up at artist. So we have limelightagency.com/Stefan Holland is the example he used. And I just go there. It's a directory listing on the server. So first of all, that's huge. That's a problem for you. You don't want people to access your directories. There should at least be a blank index.html file there. But I also noticed there's a page under that directory called stefanholland.html. And to me, that seems like the obvious homepage for that artist is you have a directory with his name and you have a file with his name. But that links to his bio, which to me seems like where he wants to send traffic, does it not? Do you?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't really want to send it to the news page because, yes, it may be more recent, I guess. Well, then again, you know, you think about it, people are probably searching for news. That's how they found him. Mm-hmm. Or are they? I mean, we're just having to guess at this point because we can't see the analytics. If right. They're going from there and then they're ultimately finding it, but after a few steps, or like how to order prints or how to contact them, then we know that they're not going the right way. And that would be a difference. Then I would probably send them right to the home page for the particular artist. But you know, if they are looking for news, sending them to the news homepage isn't a bad idea. Now, remember, you have to keep in mind that the canonical tag, which is, by the way, anyone who doesn't know what it is just a tag you add in the background of in the code of the page, which says this page should be identified by this URL. So if it's got extraneous code on it, that is concatenated, it's taken off to the main one that you've said should be the main URL for this page. That way, everything that goes there that may have garbage on the end of the URL, those are all torn off. All the link juice is consolidated to one page. One way around what we're talking about here is you can take that content and redirect it. Lordy, am I ever having a Monday? I just froze up again.
Have another drink, quick.
Yes, I do need a drink today. Probably just because I didn't sleep. Crash. This is moments like this I wish we were recording. In any case, can you take off where I was going there? No?
I was not paying attention to you because I was digging in deeper, so I don't know where you stopped. Other people might have been paying attention, but you know, I let
yes,
you
everyone,
ramble.
I'm 10 shades of red right now. Just how it works.
So I think so. The canonical tag really, I don't think is probably your best solution here, mainly because that's not what it's designed for. Because you're right, especially those deep news articles, there's potentially some long tail traffic you would lose. The canonical tag is really designed if you have the same content published on a couple pages, or if you have pagination where you have one article that spans multiple pages and you want the people to start at the first page when they come into search, you know, instead of like the third page in, that's where the canonical tag really makes a difference. In this situation, I think there's probably a better solution than a canonical tag. Probably, you know, just rework and restructure each of those silos. So you talk about you have the main silo, which is the artist, but you really don't have an individual home for that main silo. If you had a page at Stefan-Holland that was .index.html that had maybe just some a little the most recent art, the most recent news, the most recent press, and a teaser for the bio that linked into these deeper silos. And the bio is not really a silo, it's just a page, but the other three are. That probably would go a lot further to help you than slapping canonical tags everywhere.
Oh, good. Well, my mind rebooted and I remember where I was at. I was just explaining that the canonical tag, in this case, it's being abused in a way. At least this is how Google would look at it. Not in a way that they penalize you per se, but they just don't like this use. Whereas you're trying to tell Google that even though this page has unique content and is different, please consider redirecting all the link juice to this other page and making
okay,
it
so,
the page.
So Limelight, this is a cool thing about being live. Limelight's listening, and he just IM'd me through his site because he's got some stuff on stars on his site, and he said he's sorry he meant the main artist page. Listening, sorry meant this as the main artist page, and I think that's the same URL you had listed, news.newshtml, as the main artist page.
Mm-hmm. So he must have meant the other one where you were at, the one you
right.
liked.
Yes. Is that correct?
Which is actually hard to find here. Oh, the bio. Yeah, you just click on bio on the right.
Right.
So everyone, just so you know, because you can see what we're talking about, limelightagency.com. All right, a little plug for you, bud. Yeah, no, it's a nice site. I like it. It's a different way of navigating. I kind of like it. I tend to try and avoid doing this kind of a redirect. Again, it's possible, but they do not prefer it, as if we care that much, but just saying. It's not like you're going to get penalized for it.
And just real simple thing, too, that might help a little bit is change the navigation from images to text. Because you've got text, it looks like text, but you've made it into images because you can do the mouse overs. Mm-hmm. Everything you're doing in there with the mouse over wise, you can do with CSS. So switch those to image or to text from images.
Now, in terms of outdated content, this is something that anyone who's got a website with a long history has an issue with. I have it on my site all the time because we get a lot of traffic to some of our older posts. And something that I've wanted to do is use some, I'm sure there's a plugin out there, I just haven't looked, that would state that this is out of date. You know, please search here or do something to find the latest one. Now, one of the things that I saw actually on David Naylor's blog, that's N-A-Y-L-O-R, is I just happened to go to one of his articles, and it said this article is over this many days out of date. So he must have a threshold. So keep in mind that this content may not be accurate anymore. I love that. Now, in this case, you don't want that because this isn't tutorials you have here, but you could customize that and have it appear and just have it say that, you know, please go to the bio homepage or something like that, and people can click on it. That way, they're still getting the same content. You don't have to worry about this canonical. And everyone's happy. What do you think, John?
Not a bad solution at all.
Yeah. So I think hopefully we answered your question there. That's one of them. And then we had a ton of other ones he had there. Will I do damage or even lose the traffic I'm getting to those deep pages? If you use the canonical, and actually it's kind of a combination of a couple of the questions here, the long tail traffic as well, I would expect so, yes, because you're transferring, you know, essentially the content. The rankings you would have gotten for that content will no longer happen because you're saying ignore this content, look at this page.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's a pretty fundamental change. If you're getting traffic to those pages, I would just go with this other route I was talking about, or have someone create a plugin for you. If you need help with that, let me know. We do definitely do that. A plugin for WordPress is not that difficult to create, especially if you pick the right company. So keep that in mind. If it's not already out there. Anything else, John?
Something to think about. I just didn't want another quick check. On your example, Stefan-Holland, if you search for him, you're ranking like 8 or 9, not a problem. If you do a site colon on your site with the Stefan-Holland as a search, so you do site colon limeagency.com space Stefan-Holland, you have 795 pages that are returned on your site with his name. So that's a lot of dilution for that term on your site.
Wow. Yeah.
So you might want to think, I mean, you know, people, if you're searching with just an artist's name like that, think about, you know, you've thought a lot about silos in your site. You thought a lot about how that works for a specific artist. But I would dig in a little deeper. I haven't had a chance to see if all those pages are within his section. If they are, that's a really solid silo. Just think about it from that perspective, too. How many pages do you have ranking for a particular artist? And if you do the site colon, it'll tell you what the most important ones. Like the first one that shows up is usually the strongest page on your site for that search phrase in most cases. In this case, it's the news.news. The biography one is second. So build some more links to the biography page through internal link structure and with his name, and you could probably push that one up. Just a thought.
Good idea. And just so everyone again knows, I'm trying to keep in mind some of our newer listeners that site colon is a search you can do in Google. So you type in site colon and then www.stepforth.com, and you'll see, you can put whatever URL you want there, and you will see the content that is indexed, well, as much as they want to show you in Google. It's not super accurate, but it's something. So I hope that helps, and it's been kind of fun answering all these questions. I was actually planned on some more content here, but we've already run out of time. Wow.
Yeah. It goes fast sometimes, doesn't it?
It does. So on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, thanks for joining us today. You can contact myself by email, ross@stepforth.com, or through Twitter for John, that's at John Carcutt, if you have any questions. And also post to our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/SEO101podcast. Thanks for joining us today on SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm.